In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict a line from the next Lost and Found Dr. Seuss book to be published. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, a service designed to help consumers fix and improve their homes. Visitors can get project support and schedule appointments with local contractors online over the Angie's List iPhone and Android apps. More at angieslist.com. Lumosity.com, brain training designed by neuroscientists that have been used by 60 million people worldwide with personalized training programs to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. Learn more at lumosity.com. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. And Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Mr. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern is Jesse Batend of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Our web guru is the extraordinary Beth Novi. Special thanks to the crew here at Wolf Trap. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Andy Ann. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will be a line from the next Dr. Seuss book? Roxanne Roberts.
From the upcoming Why Mommy Drinks. Barking dogs and broken toys, you try raising seven boys. Diapers, dirt, and little weenies, mommy needs her dried martinis.
Paula Poundstone.
Who publishes for me in my current situation is a best-kept secret in our nation. It's only told on a need-to-know basis, same as Harper Lee's work since Atticus became a racist.
And Adam Felber.
He huffed and he posed and he stomped at the stump. He puffed out his chest and he stuck out his rump. But we told him he'd lost and he felt like a chump, and that was the last that we heard about President Trump.
Well, if we read any of that, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Adam Felber, Roxanne Roberts, Paula Poundstone. Special thanks to Heidi Kibersky and Sarah Beasley at Wolf Trap, and our fabulous audience here at the beautiful Wolf Trap National Park. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week, Millennium Park, Chicago. Be there. This is NPR.